Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Running with the Devil. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On Monday, streetwear and art collective MSCHF unveiled their collaboration with Lil Nas X, a sneaker called Satan Shoes. I jumped on board. I'm a huge fan of Lil Nas X. I love this collective, always does pretty interesting stuff. So I was really excited to talk about this. And also, here at Ghost Town, we love Satanism, Satanists, the devil, cult-like things, cult-like products. The shoes have a black Nike Air Max body and Luke 10:18 embroidered on the side, which is the verse that says, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." The shoe has red embellishments, a bronze pentagram, 60 cc's of ink, and one drop of human blood. How cool is that? You don't want these shoes?
I would say it is 666% cool.
MSCHF confirmed that the limited edition drop of 666 pairs sold out in less than a minute. The Lil Nas X kept the first pair. The shoes were priced at $1,018 a pair, which again, is that a devil number?
I don't know, but I think that's a pretty fair price considering like the, you know, sneaker culture is
huge.
And how much things cost. So I feel like that you can, a pair of Air Jordans from the, you know, the 80s could be that much or more. So I think it's a pretty fair price.
It's like a whole investment industry. Yeah, it seems reasonable to me. And later the shoe sold on eBay at the most expensive around $10,000. But let's get back to the blood. A MSCHF spokesperson said the blood had been provided by members of the art collective, adding, "We love to sacrifice for our art." Later, the collective explained that the creative team collected individual drops over the course of a week using the same type of needle used in at-home glucose tests. The group also confirmed to CNN that Nike was not involved in this in any capacity. This is one of many drops by MSCHF. This was initially a follow-up to a line of Jesus shoes, which contained holy water. I'm not sure where that was collected from. Other drops included a laptop installed with some of the world's most dangerous computer viruses, which sold for over $1.3 million, and a collection of sandals made from four ripped-up Hermès Birkin bags, priced between $34,000 and $76,000. Hermès? Am I saying that right?
That sounds right.
Oh, boy. I'm rich and cool, right? Okay, moving on. Nike denies all involvement and is now suing Lil Nas X over unauthorized use of their shoe body. More than that, the good Christian people of the US of A are very pissed that this shoe exists. Let's take a little break. Popular evangelical pastor Mike Burns tweeted that the Satan shoes are a reason why we Christians must be prayed up ready to battle in the spirit with the voice of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Quote, "This is evil and hearsay, and I pray that Christians rise up against this." Another high-profile pastor named Greg Locke went off on Lil Nas X. "I'll never be able to listen to it again," he said, talking about Old Town Road. "A bunch of devil-worshipping, pentagram-wearing, on your Nike tennis shoe 666. You think I'm going to stand for that? You lost your mind. You tell Lil Nas X I said so." Former NBA player Nick Swaggy P. Young tweeted, "My kids will never play Old Town Road again. I'm still debating about wearing at Nike after this come mic drop of a blood for real." Lil Nas X said to Swaggy P, "They shouldn't be playing Old Town Road anyway. We streaming Call Me By Your Name now." Which again, like, is something I really appreciate about him. He's incredibly funny. Of course, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem also said something about the Satan shoes, because of course she would. "Our kids are being told that this kind of product is not only okay, it's exclusive. But do you know what's more exclusive? Their God-given eternal soul," she tweeted. "We are in a fight for the soul of our nation. We need to fight hard and we need to fight smart. We have to win." Shortly after Noem's tweet, Lil Nas X responded, quote, "You're a whole governor and you on here tweeting about some damn shoes? Do your job." Nice. Lil Nas X also posted a video on YouTube on Sunday titled, "Lil Nas X Apologizes for Satan Shoe," which is an apology cut to the scene in his video, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, where he is kind of giving Satan a lap dance. Like, it's pretty hot. Satan's pretty hot. They're in hell. And as soon as he, like, really gets up in Satan's face, he kills him, takes his crown, and becomes Satan himself. How do you not want these shoes?
Also, you're under the impression that you're afraid that I'm sure that, you know, if you're a governor or if you're evangelical, like, your constituents are probably struggling financially.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a lot of scarcity. So you're not – they're still protesting Hamilton, I'm sure. They're like, I'm not going to go see Hamilton. I'm sorry.
God.
So there's still a little bit of that. And it also comes from the, you know, from the people that are against cancel culture.
Yeah,
it's those people that are saying, hey, let's cancel. But you can't, even if the governor was like, you know what? I love these. I think they're great. I've changed my mind about everything. You can't have them. You can't get them. They're not available to you. The song Old Town Road, the lyrics are, there's not for kids.
Yeah.
It's not a kid's song. And if you're using that as a thing to be like, well, my kids are never going to listen to this song, which has really lyrics that are not for kids.
Yeah.
Because either you're lying. It's something you're saying that never happened. Like, your kids either were never listening to it, nor did you ever care. But also, you were letting your kids listen to things that were not for kids.
Some stuff is not for kids. Like, can we just all agree? It's like when you see, like, WAP reaction videos and you're like, you know, this is for adults to be enjoyed by adults. You're not going to give your kid, like, you're not going to give a kid alcohol. Like, we all kind of agree on that. Like, don't give your kid stuff for adults. And then don't scream about it afterwards. Don't be like, my kid listened to this and I'm so upset by it.
Well, I mean, it's sometimes coming from the same people that probably do give. So what, he's 11. They can drink a beer.
Yeah.
You can play around with the gun. I mean,
yeah.
You know, so it's, I'm not saying that's all of them, but it's definitely some people. I mean, we know the hypocrisy.
Oh,
hello. Is there? Yeah. Oh, I'm going off.
You get
off
your truth
right
here, yeah, people.
I'm getting LIT lit.
Oh.
I know you want to protest these shoes, but you can't have them.
Yeah.
And I watched the video because I wanted to watch it on the big screen for the first time. And I mean, it's I think it's a really good song.
Uh-huh.
Short, it's sweet and concise. The video is great.
It's amazing.
I feel like it's art. I will say, in all fairness, I don't expect everyone to love it. Like, if there's somebody's like, hey, listen, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't identify with it, or it rubs me the wrong way. I think that's okay, because you can't expect everyone. Because if everyone did like it, then no one would like it.
Exactly.
So I'm not, you know, I don't think it's, I think it's unfair to be like, well, if you don't like this song, then there's something wrong with you. You can not like it, but you don't also have to actively protest it. There's plenty of things that I don't like that are not for me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them happen to be religious, but they're just not for me. And I'm not trying to stop you from enjoying it or listening to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a lot of these people that complain about stuff like this, it's like, you don't even, like, the nature of art is that it deviates from your expectations. It's not for you. Maybe you're not interested in it. It's not for this group of people that you're saying it is and is offended. Like, it's like all these things can exist together, but, like, why are you wasting your energy when we've all agreed that it's not for anyone to begin with? And, like, what do you want? Like, what art exists if everyone who hated something was like, take it down?
Then there'd be nothing would exist.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone who said change this about Ghost Town, and somebody said, well, I like this about Ghost Town, there'd be no episodes of Ghost Town.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no Ghost Town Road. You know what I mean? Which actually does exist.
Take it back.
That's actually Ghost Town Road actually does exist, I think, on the way to Las Vegas. So
we should do our first live show on Ghost Town Road.
That's not really
in Satan shoes.